was an article in the National Geographic from maybe a year ago about them. People either love them or hate them. I love them. But they call them Dog Town.
Oh, yeah.
But that you were kind of okay. Gophers.
Trapped hundreds of them.
Okay, you're familiar with those?
We had a gopher trapping contest. We cut their tails off and then put them in a bottle of formaldehyde. Well, they got to me when I started catching gophers and their tails were cut off. They weren't dead yet, I guess. I caught them more than once. I didn't have
anything. Oh, dear!
I never had anything to cut off.
I don't think that's
so
much a problem anymore. I think
there's a number of fields around, you know, north or south place thing. There's a number of fields. There was one house on Orange Avenue owned by a place that was his name. Anyhow, the rest were all fields. And I'd go out there and I'd set my traps. About hundreds of them.
That was always a problem for horses. It was dangerous because they could break their legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
old. Now,
well, they probably killed them all out.
They probably went somewhere better, like the Back Bay, instead of the wild.
Yeah, we're driving all of God's creation out.
Yeah. Really? That's the all the wild.
Yeah. Back Bay, you said millions of ducks fly in. You just see them. It's beautiful when they come in and be all in the Back Bay.
I'm not sure either. I mean, there are secrets and things out there.
They just came in by the mans.
Woodchucks are not from around here.
Never heard of one.
Have you ever heard of an animal called a ring tail?
Baboon?
I don't know. We'll skip that question.
I think I'm thinking of I'm thinking of a raccoon, I think. I don't know if they have a ring tail or not.
But on that note, I have seen raccoons on Superior, right here, but we were coming home late one night and
following advice in the first dream passage and create characters who really talk this way because they have something to say. Everything on this tape as often as you'd like, then go out and have at it with your English.